Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, beef exports so important to our cattle producer.
Absolutely. Exports provide U.S. beef farmers and ranchers opportunities to maximize carcass values by marketing beef cuts such as tongues, livers, and short plate that are less popular among American consumers but often fetch top dollar in international markets. Additionally, when we invest the U.S. Meat Export Federation, our checkoff dollars are matched up to 3 and 4 times through government and industry resources. In 2021, the Oklahoma Beef Council invested in retail and food service promotions in Japan and South Korea, helping to drive 1.45 million pounds of U.S. beef sales. Additionally, Oklahoma dollars help fund educational efforts raising awareness of high-quality U.S. beef in China and Africa. As we move into 2022, we will continue our efforts to grow U.S. beef sales with Oklahoma Beef Checkoff investments.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Cattle futures generally weaker to finish out today. We were up in one contract of all the cattle futures, and that was January feeders. Closed 67 higher at 164.07. That a pretty good bounce off of their low. The low today was 163 even. Currently, the index is 161.16, so we're still at a premium to where the index is at this time. But the March and April, May, August were all down anywhere from 40 to 80 cents. March 80 lower at 165.07. April 65 lower, 167.85. Today's live cattle futures were 40 to 82 lower. December's down 82 at 136.72. February's 87 lower at 137.80. April down 65 at 141.22. Still no deliveries against the December live cattle. The oldest date was scooted up from October to November. So there were some of those really far out there. Lengthy contracts liquidated yesterday, so the oldest date is moving forward. There was some 140 cash trade today in Kansas, and that was disappointing because we started off, well, last week we were 142. We started off this week asking 144, and then the trade was actually 140. So that was a little disappointing. I think that's probably what was pressuring the live cattle futures throughout today.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
Well, the grain futures did have an eventful day. We had a USDA report mid-morning, which kind of rocked the markets or moved the markets, if you will. But we finished in the corn futures 3 3/4 higher in December at 588.5. The March is up 4.5, 591.75. Beans were 3 to 5 higher, with the January is up 3.5 at 1264.5. Now, the wheat futures were lower across the board. We had Chicago wheat March down 17.75 at 776.75. The Kansas City was about 13 to 15 lower, with the new crop July down 15.25 at 791.25. Minneapolis wheat 7 to 15 lower. And then the cotton futures today about unchanged to 15 lower. But this USDA report increased the wheat, both U.S. and world ending stocks, higher than what was expected. So higher than last month and higher than expected. And that's what pressured the wheat. So fundamentally backed selling off today. The corn and beans essentially unchanged from last month. On the U.S. ending stocks, and then slightly higher for corn on the world, slightly lower for beans. But the USDA report for corn and beans is really considered uneventful and unchanged from last month. So a little bit of a surprise there with the lack of change out of the USDA.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.